Mike Foster with us from AmVac, Marketing Manager Midwest. Mark, let's talk about it. Always exciting to talk about something new and new technology. You've got some new items on the plate for 2024. Tell me about it.
So thank you for having us. And we actually have two new products that I'm excited to talk to you about. One is a product by the name of Zalo. It is a product that is still EPA pending, and it'll be a herbicide that has two modes of action available across multiple crops. One of the exciting crops is canola, and it will also be utilized in soybeans as well as cotton. So from the Canadian border all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico is one that we anticipate launching this upcoming season.
So what kind of weeds are we targeting?
So in this particular product of Zalo, there is two modes of action and two individual AIs. One is designed to control both broadleaves and grasses, and the second is a enhanced mode of action to control grasses both systemically and in contact. So in short, this particular product, Zalo, will control both broadleaves and grasses, as well as volunteer corn, from a time of at plant or at emergence through to bolting in canola, and then up to flowering in soybeans.
How important is it that we're targeting those weeds when they're small?
So weeds rob yield, and the longer you let those weeds grow and get big, that ultimately hurts your bottom line. We're obviously going to encourage farmers to spray from an efficacious perspective when the weeds are small to mitigate any types of resistance, but also too, the larger you let those weeds grow, they're stealing nutrients and moisture away from your crop, which is hurting your yield.
Pending registration, any idea when that can happen?
We're certainly optimistic that growers have the opportunity to utilize Zalo this upcoming spring. However, it is still EPA pending.
Up to the government, right? Mark, let's switch gears. You've got another new product you talked about that's kind of works through the planter box?
Yeah, so let me talk to you a little bit about BioWake Prime. And with this particular product, it is for corn rootworm mitigation, which is also a challenge up in your area. Growers fighting corn on corn battles corn rootworm every single year. With BioWake Prime, it is a planter box application that can be either done at the planter box itself or within the Pro box leading into the planter, and really requires no equipment to apply it. In addition to BioWake Prime comes BioWake Corn. It is part of the package, and it is a growth stimulant for the BioWake product, and it is also your seed lubricant. So in reality, you're getting three products at the same time with the BioWake Prime controlling corn rootworm as well.
And that's ready to go for 24?
That is EPA approved, and is still pending some state registrations, but is EPA approved.
Good deal. Anything else we should be alert to?
Well, we're certainly very excited to continue to offer farmers across the Midwest some great new alternatives, and hopefully we are able to deliver Zalo for the farmers this upcoming spring.